Yep. Thank you, Karen. Our final batch of news stories contains details of all Norwich City's pre-season games, former City striker Peter Crouch on why he's looking for a Norwich builder, and a challenge for my lovely partner in crime, Mike. Norwich City have confirmed pre-season fixtures in Germany and France, where they'll face Jahn Regensburg and Marseille. They'll first travel to the Austrian-German border for an 8-day training camp, during which the friendly against Regensburg will take place on July 9th at 1 p.m. BST at Das Achental Resort in Bavaria. They'll then return to the UK to play King's Lynn Town at the Walks before a trip to the Stade Parsemin in the French province Fos-sur-Mer for a game against Marseille. That game will take place on July the 16th at 5 p.m. BST. The full pre-season fixture list is as follows. Friday, July the 1st, Dereham Town, Aldis Park, 7 p.m. Saturday, July the 9th, SSV Jahn Regensburg, Das Achental Resort, 1 p.m. BST. Tuesday, July 12th, King's Lynn Town, The Walks, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, July the 16th, Olympique de Marseille, Stade Parsemin, 5 p.m. BST. Tuesday, July the 19th, Cambridge United, Abbey Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, July the 23rd, Celtic Park, 3 p.m. And Sunday, July the 24th, Hibernian, Eastern Road, 2 p.m.
Norwich City will play Birmingham City at Carrow Road in the first round of this season's Carabao Cup, with the game taking place on the week of August the 10th. The Canaries will enter the competition, which comprises the Football League's 92 clubs, a stage earlier than last season because of their relegation. Some sides first play in the second round thanks to byes, but Norwich enter the season from the outset. The first two stages of the competition are regionalised into a north section and a south section, which the city are part of. Norwich reached the third round last term, beating Bournemouth 6-0, before an eventual champions Liverpool knocked them out. The last time the Blues visited NR1, they left with nothing after a late Mario Varic goal sealed 3 points in a tense championship affair. The Midlands side will be in the second division once again next season, meaning they'll face Dean Smith's changes at least three times during the 22-23 campaign. The first two stages of the competition are regionalised.
Norwich City's superhero fan has promised to return to Carrow Road at the start of next season, having overcome the online trolls who impacted his mental health. Months of abuse stopped Lee Clark, known by many supporters as the Farker Knight, from going to matches to watch his beloved Canaries in action. Mr. Clark last visited Carrow Road in February after being offered 4 complimentary tickets to the players' lounge by City goalkeeper Tim Krull for the 1-1 draw against Crystal Palace. Despite plans to make the subsequent 3-1 defeat against Brentford, the Farker Knight said he couldn't go through with it and hasn't returned to the stadium in his costume since October 2021. But after the fixtures for the new championship season were released, Mr. Clark plans on attending the first two home games against Wigan Athletic and Huddersfield Town in costume once more. Mr. Clark is an avid fundraiser and has raised more than £202,000 for 32 charities since 2007. After recently announcing his latest fundraising effort, in which he plans to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 2023, Mr. Clark wants to draw inspiration from the club's sporting director, Stuart Webber, who completed the feat himself earlier this year.
Former England striker Peter Crouch is scouring the county in search of the Norwich builder he became mates with while living in a city hotel. The footy star was staying at the Dunstan Hall Hotel in Ipswich Road during his loan spell at Norwich City during the Canaries' 2003-2004 Division 1 title-winning campaign. The retired footballer has previously stated how his time in Norwich kick-started his career. But it also led to an unlikely friendship with a builder at the Swanky Hotel. Speaking on That Peter Crouch podcast, the celebrity revealed he's trying to track down his old pal. He said, "I remember staying at Dunstan Hall, a big old castle, lovely hotel, but I'm in there and I don't know Norwich at all. About 4 a.m. I think, what am I going to do now? So I used to head down to dinner to the hotel at the hotel, and always remember I got chatting to this builder. It was really like Alan Partridge. I was in a hotel on my own and not knowing what to do. This builder is like, I'm working on a site down the road. I'm here for 3 months. And I was like, great, so am I. So me and this builder had a decent relationship. He'd ask about how Norwich City were getting on and we'd just chat about our days. As well as sitting down together for dinner, the friends would even head for a few pints at a nearby pub on days off. And now Crouch has launched an appeal for the builder to get back in touch with him. David Graham, general manager of Dunstan Hall, is going to check some of his team from the time to see if they remember when Crouch stayed. It's always nice to hear stories from past visitors to the hotel. I certainly have many fond memories chatting to various players and managers over the years.
The new Archdeacon of Norwich has said it's a real privilege to have been appointed into the role. New Zealand-born the Reverend Canon Keith James will take up the position following a ceremony at Norwich Cathedral on October 1st. Mr. James will take over the position from Karen Hutchinson, who served as Archdeacon of Norwich since 2016. He said, "It's a real privilege to be appointed Archdeacon of Norwich and to do this together with supporting ministerial development. I have valued and enjoyed being part of the cathedral chapter and community, and I'm grateful for all that I have received during my time as a residentiary canon. Since moving here 7 years ago, I have become aware of the great things that are being done in parishes across the city of Norwich and the diocese, and I'm excited at what lies ahead. There are, of course, also challenges for our communities and for the church, but it will be a privilege and joy to serve with people as we prayerfully share God's love and hope with our neighbours. Mr. James was born in New Zealand, but his childhood was spent in the northwest of England. He studied at Leeds University and has served in Lincoln and Worcester dioceses in parish ministry in rural and urban settings. The father of three moved to Norwich in 2015 to be the continuing ministerial development officer for the Diocese of Norwich and the residentiary canon of the cathedral."
And now we have a competition for all you Norfolk speakers from Anne Reeve, who's the Secretary of Fond. I'll do my best on this one. "How are you going on together? Like every year, the Friends of Norfolk Dialect are running a writing competition. The Trosher again, that's open for everyone, so do you get writing. That can be a story or a poem. That mustn't be no more than 1,000 words. Do you make sure that they include plenty of dialect, because that's important, that we shouldn't let you be forgot. Now, you can email it or post it to the secretary, but do you make sure that's typed? In the past years, several of you have written it by hand, and then I have to type it up. But that's too much of a... I can't be doing with all that this year. I dare say you understand. Do you get your entries to the secretary before the end of September so they can be sorted out and sent off to the anonymous judges, and then we'll announce the winners in November? You might win a prize. Send them in the bus to Anne Reeve, the Secretary of Fond, 6 School Lane, Martham, Great Yarmouth, Norfolk, NR29 4PX, or by email to enquiries@cdel.co.uk, and be sure to mark the subject as the Trasher. Thanks for listening."
Well done, Mike. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know, we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Don Cleaver and Sam Elmhurst on part one. Karen Buchanan edited the paper and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Sia Ver, goodbye.
And from me, Mike Hutchinson, goodbye.